Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf. She responds to Lo Nishmas Arbi Hakashom Le'ah Basitzchok. We're holding a Nozer Daf Samech Dalet. The Gemara Amud Beis brings that Tumas HaTohim only works, only has a din of Kula, if there's no Maisit to be done. If we talk about a Nozer, it still needs to do a Tiglachas, so that you don't say that he's Torah because of Tumas HaTohim. And the Gemara even discusses that L'chura, even if a person went to the mikvah, he still has something to do. He has to wait for Harav Shemesh. He has to wait for the sun to set. And on that, the Gemara says, the big Yisoy, that's the whole discussion on the base, that Shim Shomi Meila Arvo, the Shemesh comes down on its own. So it's not considered to be that Adam has to do something. But whatever Adam has to do something, so then he is, this Tumas HaTohim Kulo does not come to effect. In Lechura, this thing needs beer. Because how do we understand, even a basic understanding, why would Tumas HaTohim depend if there's still a process of Tahara to be done or not? The Chur Tumas HaTohim is a situation. You have a Tumor that nobody knows about. So who cares if the person already went through the process of Tahara or not? He doesn't know about this Tumas. The Chur Tumas HaTohim should not be effective. And if you say that Tumas HaTohim is a regular Tumor, it should always be a Tumor. Why should be a Chiluk if he finished the process of Tahara or not? Obviously, it's a Locha Moshe B'Sinai, and you can say this is a Locha. But maybe we could come and explain here a Hesber. I will start with the idea, what's the Pshat? That's called Tumas HaTohim. Why is it not called Tumas Sofek? Why Tumas HaTohim? So clearly you want to say it's not a regular Sofek. It's a Sofek that nobody knows about. So it's called Tohim. Rashi in Sukkah says that Tohim means Tohim She'ein Ogoli. Tohim is the bottom of the earth. And nobody sees it. And the other Rishay bring the Rosh, says earlier in our Masechta, he says that Tohim is Mechuset. Tohim is covered. And nobody knows what is in it. And Rabbeinu Peretz says, also there in the early Masechta, that the pshat is that we don't know the depth of the Tohim. How deep is the Tohim? Nobody knows where it is. Nobody knows what is there, and nobody knows how deep it is. That's why it's called Tohim. But Api Kabbalah is another Inyan. And the following idea is brought down in the very deep sefer called Emek HaMelech. And he says the following. We know it says at the beginning of the Torah, Loretz Oiso Soyu Vavoyu V'choyshech Al Pnei Sehoim. Chazal already tell us this is four different types of levels of Tumah. Toyu, Voyu, Choyshech, and Tehoim. Connect these four, you have the four Malchias, for example. Each one is one bad. The worst is Tehoim. Tehoim is the worst possible. Now, what does Tumo mean? So we spoke about it in early Masechtas. Tumo is Loshad Stima. Like we say in modern Hebrew, Cheder Atum. Something closed, concealed. Because when you have Tumo, that means you don't have the Haru of HaKadosh Baruch in the world. The Gilui of Hashem is concealed, is covered. The exact opposite of Tahara. Tahara is Lashon opening. It's a Lashon that afternoon is called Tahara. Everything is open, it's Gilui. But Tumo, it's what's concealed. Says the Emek HaMelech, there's different levels of Tumo. And in each one, Adam has what to operate and what to do in order to fix the world. Because Adam came to this world to bring Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. So the tafkid of the Adam is to go to all the places where you don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu so clearly and bring the Gilui Hashem. That's what Adam needs to do. But there's limitations. So there are places which are complete darkness, that they're so concealed that you don't have a Ha'ara of Hashem at all, there is not a mokka for a human being to go. A human being needs to operate in a place where there's a mixture of Tumah and Tahara. It's not completely Tumah, it's not completely Tahara, so he needs to go and spread the Tahara all over. But a place which is Mamish Tomei Gomor, which is completely Stima, there are some areas which is called the Klipos, that a human being does not have a place to operate. He's not strong enough, he's not big enough to do that. Says the Emek HaMelech, that's the worst Tumu of Tehoim. Toyu Vavoyu Choshech Al Pnei Tehoim. Tehoim is the one where you have the Tumu where no human being is allowed to go there. And you're not allowed to any malachim to go there. It's a place which is completely concealed, Mokam Atumo, and that's a place where you don't have Rishus to go in there and to operate. And that's the Oymik Anifla of Tumas HaTohim. Because Tumas HaTohim, you don't become Tomei. Why you don't become Tomei? Tomei means you need to fix something. A person was got close to a mace. He has something he has to fix in his own. So he needs to go and correct what he did. He needs to go through a process of Tahara. But Tumas HaTohim is so beyond us that Adam doesn't have the chiyuv to come and fix that. It's a choyshech muchlot that Adam doesn't deal with. So Mimele, Efshar Loim Akoy to that, that's a pshat in our Gemara. Our Gemara says, if a person still has what Tahara to do, he didn't finish his Tahara. He's still in the process. He has what to operate. That's not considered to be yet Tumas HaTohim. Yeah, he got Tomei in a tomb that he doesn't know about. But he still has what to do. He still has to do a Tiglachas. He still has to go to the mikvah. There's things for him to do separate of what this tomb is about. He didn't finish his Avoido. So that will not have the dinim of Tumas HaTohim. Tumas HaTohim is, there's a tomb he doesn't know about, and he has now nothing else to do. He finished his Avoido. He did all he was supposed to do. That's what we say Tumas HaTohim, which is a tumo that an Adam does not touch. That's the Oimek HaDover, Api Divri HaMikubalim. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shove email us to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.